Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Three Wooden Crosses. It is inspired by that great, and I really mean great, Randy Travis country song by the same name, Three Wooden Crosses, and I'll tell you more about why I wrote a column based on it as we proceed. I may touch on a little politics today because our president said something yesterday in a speech that just seems to bear repeating, especially from the point of view of a parent and a concerned parent and one who advocates on behalf of our children. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to bruceallen.com. Today we have Wayne Levine for the Men's Room as our regular guest. Pastor Drew Sams is not with us today because he is at the doctor's for another ultrasound for his forthcoming baby boy, whose name I believe is Bruce. I'm just kidding. I actually was thinking of what names would I suggest, and for some reason the name Atticus came up, based on Atticus Fitch from To Kill a Mockingbird, who was quite a great hero. But somehow I doubt that Pastor Drew will name his son Atticus. We also have a special guest in place of Pastor Drew for two segments of the Women's Room. Alana Pratt has been with us before, and she will be joining us again for two segments later on in the show. You can email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. And you can like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page, which now has over 4,200 dads and moms who like it from all over the world. Finally, I want to remind you that our dad chat, tweet chat, which takes place every Thursday evening, is really growing. We get between 100 and 200 participants from all over the country and Canada, sometimes Europe and other parts of the world. Often there are giveaways. This coming Thursday, the 15th of December, there will be a really incredible giveaway. It's about a $200 value from a company called ViewZone, and they are giving away basically like a monitoring system for your home with a motion detector camera that can be accessed from your phone or from your computer. And it's quite incredible. And for all of us that are concerned about safety, this is a wonderful new company and a new device. And it will be available to win at Dad Chat on Thursday, December 15th. Dad Chat is every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast Time, and 8 to 9 p.m. Central Time. I also, given that it's the holiday season, you'll be hearing some holiday songs this show. And I wrote a column called The 12 Most Beloved Christmas Songs, which is on the website 12most.com. And in it, I share 13 songs. Don't ask me why I do 13 for a 12 most list, but it's clear when you read it. 13 of my favorite Christmas songs. Many you'll know, but most you won't know the particular version of the Christmas song that I chose. Specifically and primarily, you will have never heard or even believe the version of Silent Night that I include on this list at 12most.com. Just briefly touching on politics, evidently our president gave a speech, and I heard some of this yesterday, in which he suggested that parents should encourage their kids to strive to be middle class. Excuse me? Middle class? Haven't we always believed in America that anything is possible? When did striving to make $25,000 to $40,000 a year become the brass ring? How can he diminish the American dream to such a degree? I heard the exact words, so I'm not paraphrasing anything. But this notion of dumbing down America that takes place now, it seems, in Washington is very discouraging. I think it's foolish when parents tell their kids they can be anything, you know, anybody can be president, and anybody can be a movie star, and anybody can, make $1 million, and anybody can be in the NBA. Well, that's a little bit much. But anybody can accomplish a lot more than just striving for middle class. You go to college, you work hard, you can do better than $25,000 to $40,000 a year. Not that that amount of money diminishes who you are, but as a parent, I don't advocate saying, gee, kid, you can strive to get middle class. I want my kid to strive to be more. Now, the irony, of course, is that for the first time, I think, in recent American history, many parents, myself included, don't expect and, in fact, worry that our kids will do even as well as we've done. My parents had every expectation that, and desire and hope that I would do a lot better than they did. And my parents were what was then called middle class. They didn't drive fancy cars. We lived in modest homes, sometimes in an apartment. In fact, we had a home, and my dad's business took a nosedive, and he had to sell the home at a loss. And we lived in rent from that point forth. And nobody in my family had gone to college for more than a year. My mother went for 1 year and had to drop out to help support the family. My father barely graduated high school. So I indeed did achieve greater success than my parents. But nowadays, that's a hard thing to worry about. Yet, I still would advocate that parents encourage their kids to reach for the stars, not reach for middle class, as our president sadly said yesterday. I think that was a grave mistake. The next, Because I Said So comic strip, is out. We are just really growing well with the comic strip. Michael Voog is the illustrator, and he's done a beautiful job. And the current one is called What Was That? And all I will tell you is that it's about a bodily function that Dad enjoys. It is not anything other than PG, but you will laugh. And you can find Because I Said So probably just by Googling it or going to BruceAllen.com. I will be gone for Christmas holiday. I am doing the hard work that I do most of the holidays, which is ski. I will be skiing up at Mammoth Mountain. And in fact, I'm doing some videos of skiing lately that you might be able to find if you look on YouTube at the Dad's Point of View channel. I did a really good one in which my wife does a little wiggle in the beginning and then just shows off her beautiful, beautiful ski form. We will have two special shows that will be on in Christmas weeks. Just prior to Christmas, on the 22nd of December, we will have our Christmas music special, which we did for the first time last year, in which I share 40 to 50 different Christmas songs of all kinds. And then on the 29th, we will have a very special show about online safety. But it is time for a life lesson, the Dad's Point of View life lesson. So let's take a listen.
You got to action to wait the positive elimi. I need the negative. Latch on to the.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. If you want to live a long, happy life, follow the three P's: prudence, persistence, and planning. Yep, sounds boring, but a recent study, 80 years in the making, the Longevity Project, found that people that were careful, planned, and smart with their lives, financially and otherwise, lived longer, happier lives. A carefree attitude wasn't found to be advantageous to longer life. Interesting. So maybe when your kid is the studious, prudent type, you might count your blessings. And maybe if you or your kids are a bit casual when it comes to life and planning, maybe you should think a second time. The three P's: prudence, persistence, and planning. I'm Bruce Allen, and you can find me at BruceAllen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's what it is.
Well, welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. I hope you enjoyed that life lesson. Since I talked so much already about a variety of things, including politics, which I always swear not to talk about, I want to talk a little bit about Three Wooden Crosses. You will hear a piece of the song at the end of this segment. Three Wooden Crosses, as I said at the beginning of the show, is a song that Randy Travis sings. And the chorus is really incredible. It goes as follows, and you'll hear this momentarily. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. And that's the theme of the column. Christmas seems to be too much about commercialization, gifts, presents, and all that. To me, it's about touching other human beings. And in those last years of our life, you look back, it is what you leave behind. I don't mean materially. It's what you leave behind in the form of the values, the way you've touched people. And that's what the song is about, and that's what the column's about, and that's what I believe Christmas is about. And I believe I'm about out of time. Is that correct? Okay, so let's listen to a little bit of this song, and we'll come back with Wayne Levine for the Men's Room.
There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go.